Some University of Buffalo athletes staged a sit-in outside President Satish Tripathi's office Monday. They were protesting against UB's plans to cut four sports teams. A UB alumnus is also planning to file a lawsuit.
These are the kids that spent their entire childhood training and training and training to be the next Michael Phelps. The pinnacle of it all is college competition.
That's Richard Leidecker, a UB graduate and former member of UB swim team. The 31-year-old is a civil litigator and senior partner at the Leidecker Diaz Law Firm with offices in New York, Miami, and Tampa. Leidecker tells WBFO News he plans to go forward with a lawsuit for about six swimmers, asking the university to pay expenses as they work to transfer to other schools where they can continue to swim.
That's going to probably be filed now in the next couple of days. Some of the swimmers have asked me on a pro bono, no legal, no charge whatsoever basis if I would help file their notices of claims against the university for all the monies that they're out now. Because think about it, scholarships are lost.
Early last month, without a warning to team members, UB said it would be cutting the men's swim and diving teams, men's baseball, women's rowing, and men's soccer. UB said cutting the programs would be a $2 million savings. But Leidecker tells us he donated $15,000 to UB since 2015. He wrote a letter to UB President Tripathi asking for his donation back and calls on the school not to cut the programs.
Forget about me paying the rest of this $50,000 pledge. Give these kids a two-year notice of you canceling this program.
Have you heard any response yet from the president?
No. He refused to meet with us.
We received a written statement from UB saying Tripathi met with two members of the swimming and dive team who were protesting, but they did not reveal what was discussed. The statement noted UB understands how deeply disappointed student and coaches are and that it was a difficult decision. But UB said it was faced with the unfortunate reality that it could no longer have the resources to support 20 competitive Division I teams. The university said it is working diligently to provide student athletes with support during the transition. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.